WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are fighting hard to win over those hardworking Americans who are just getting by. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Trump campaigned in Nevada, again touting his promise to cut taxes on tips, and now overtime. Harris has promised a similar no taxes on tips policy. The candidates are also both promising boosts to the child tax credit. Trump promising a $5,000 per child yearly credit, while Harris proposes a $3,000 to $3,600 credit and up to $6,000 for newborns. Trump's credit would go to all families regardless of income, while Harris would limit it to low and middle income families, making it refundable, meaning it would be paid out to parents who don't pay taxes.
President Biden met British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House Friday, discussing Ukraine's plea to allow its forces to hit targets inside Russia with Western-made long-range missiles. No decision announced yet. Day two of the Boeing strike, the workers claiming the company's 25% pay hike offer won't make up for years of wage stagnation. CBS's Carter Evans reports on management's position.
Boeing Chief Financial Officer Brian West said the company is focused on restoring our trust with our people and the union, but added the strike will jeopardize our recovery. The production halt of Boeing's best-selling planes comes as the company is already facing a string of safety issues, including two 737 crashes, a door ripped off mid-flight, and a spacecraft that stranded astronauts.
Was last year's deadly fire on Maui avoidable? KGMB-TV's Daryl Huff on what investigators have found.
August 8, 2023, there was a red flag warning and damaging high winds, but the Fire Safety Research Institute found that Maui County agencies did little or nothing to prepare. The report said there appears to be a statewide culture of dismissing and or under-recognizing wildfire risk.
102 people died. 23 years after 9/11, some New York eateries are honoring the first responders who are still suffering. CBS New York's Alicia Reed reports.
Half a dozen pizza shops, including Lombardi's, America's First Pizzeria, and Prince Street Pizza, have created walls of honor where celebrity photos have been swapped out for World Trade Center responders who are still living with 9/11 related illnesses.
These men and women have suffered mentally, physically, emotionally for 23 years. And let's pay them back.
This is the first year for the Walls of Honor campaign. The Feel Good Foundation partnered with Rethink to select the honorees, and customers seem to appreciate it.
So I think it's beautiful.
Alicia Reed reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money, but Black, Latino, and women workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high-wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023, the steepest decline in union membership across the Midwest region. Despite the increase in wages, the report says significant wage gaps remain between white men and workers who are Black, Latino, or female.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
The report makes some recommendations. It suggests raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 $15 an hour to help close the pay gap, rolling back the state's so-called right-to-work laws to restore union rights, and increasing investments in child care and education to provide relief for families and employers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, weekend happenings along the Wisconsin campaign trail. And we'll talk about how the Packers did at their home opener at Lambeau Field.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Shaw, WAUK.
September 14th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Don Brown, and I am joined by the mighty Max Martinson on the board. Good morning, Max. How are we doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. And we're coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the old NAMI building in downtown, right around the corner from Theodora Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And it's going to be a great show because I am proud to have members of the Waukesha South Marching Band and their director, Mike DeBruin. But first, I'm still waiting on some football scores. I stopped by the BP in my neighborhood to pick up a copy of the Freeman, and the lady at the counter said they're always late. So I don't have any scores for you yet, but I'm working on them. And certainly we're taking your calls on the Civic Media app if you do have some scores. I'm hoping Triple G will call in this morning. I'm sure he'll have them. So we're also going to give you some Beer Garden and Oktoberfest announcements because it's that time of year. We're going to be acting locally, thinking globally with a focus on mental health, 911 commemorations, and Civic Media's efforts to fight disinformation. We're going to have some fire safety tips. We are going to celebrate a local Waukesha manufacturer. There is a Civic Media contest we're going to tell you more about later. We're also going to talk about Waukesha Unlocked coming up weekend of October 12th, 13th. And the Carol Minute, of course. And then, of course, the hit of the party, the highlight, I should say, the life of the party, our good friends from the Black Shirt Marching Band and their director, Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And Mike is holding the mic because as I was trying to adjust it, it broke off. It just literally. So I handled it with love and care. So. But more on that. But so I appreciate your efforts there, Mike.
And, it's all good.
So you can pretend like you're, Mick Jagger or something. So, Mike, would you be so kind as to introduce the members of your band?
Absolutely. We have our two of our three drum majors with us this morning. To my left, we have Amalia Waltz.
Say hi, Amalia.
Hello.
And we also have Chuck Harrison.
Good morning.
All right.
Both are seniors, and as I've said, yeah, they're the drum majors, so they're the top leaders of the band.
That's terrific. And how long have you two been involved in marching band?
Well, so I actually joined marching band my sophomore year. My freshman year, I was just part of the jazz band at Waukesha South. But yeah, I've been in percussion for jazz band and marching band ever since sophomore year. And yeah, band's just been amazing for me.
Love it. How about you, Amalia?
I've been involved in marching band ever since my freshman year because my brother was actually in it before me. So I saw him do it his whole time there, and I actually was able to be in the marching band with him for 2 years. So, yeah, I've been in the marching band since freshman year. I played clarinet.
Clarinet, fantastic. So in addition to drums, you're in clarinet. So, terrific. And how long have you two been playing music?
So, I actually started playing music. I mean, I guess I was in piano lessons when I was like 5 years old, but I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know if that really counts.
I would count it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like sort of the beginning to my, music journey. My mom was a piano player, so she wanted me to get into that.
Yeah.
But then, sort of independently, I wanted to play drums, starting in fifth grade is when I really got into it. And my mom actually got me a drum set for the holidays, and since then, I picked up guitar and just a bunch of other side things as well. So, yeah. So
you could be a one-man band if you could figure out how to, like, put it all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, that's terrific. How about you, Amalia? When did you start taking instruments?
Yeah, so I have really been a singer ever since I was young.
Nice.
I loved to sing as a kid. But in middle school, when we started to pick up an instrument, my mom encouraged me to also pick up another instrument in band, as I said my brother did as well.
Okay.
So that's when I picked up clarinet. I played since sixth grade and never stopped. But yeah, I sing as well as playing clarinet.
Wow. So you might be able to favor us maybe with a little ditty later on in the show?
Maybe.
All right. Appreciate that.
So I'm going to take a quick second here and
brag
about these two.
Yes.
Just a second. So Chuck was also in a band. Are you guys still together? I know you guys kind of all went separate ways because of college, right?
Yeah, we had our big last show over the summer.
Okay. Well, yeah, Bunny Blues, and they've had...
Oh, with Reed Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A good friend. Awesome.
Three albums?
Two
albums?
I thought you looked familiar.
And an EP.
And an EP.
Nice. Yeah. And they're kind of a jazz, bluesy, like eclectic.
Yeah, independent. I've got your latest one in my car right now.
Nice.
And then Amalia has been either lead or... supporting lead in most of our plays and musicals at the high school as well. So,
terrific.
So to highlight some other things outside of the band. Yeah,
that's great. So now how long because you're fairly new to, this is your second year. Is that, did I get that correctly?
It's technically my third
year.
I'm just going to keep saying it's my first. That's sure.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Keep that honeymoon going. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah. So,
but yeah.
And you teach music full time at South, right?
Yeah. Well, this year I'm teaching all the bands. I'm teaching a music and film class. I'm co-teaching Avid 9, which I'm very, very new to.
Wow.
And I'll be teaching beginning guitar in the spring semester.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Will you accept any continuing education students? Would the school allow that if I were to enroll?
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind.
Like Rodney Dangerfield back to school, but instead of college, it'd be high school. But yeah, no, I love the guitar.
Yeah.
So very neat. And now we also figured out, too, that you are my daughter's homeroom teacher.
Yes.
I hope she's behaving. I'm sure she is.
Oh, yeah. She's doing great.
Oh, great. That means a lot. So now, in addition to the games that you perform at and the concerts that you put on, you're getting ready for the kind of the big enchilada, March Fest on Saturday the 28th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so probably the biggest, or I should say the busiest part of the year for us really starts right off the bat. I mean, these guys have been going since literally late June. Late June is our drumline camp, and then in July we have our 2.5 weeks of band camp. August we have our rehearsals, and then we really started playing the football games. We had two football games before the school year started and then one the first week of school. But all leading up to March Fest, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And probably traditionally, this would be, I believe it's been over 30 years. I want to say it's our 34th anniversary of March Fest. And I gotta give a huge shout out to Ann Paquette and Nikki Lang, who they take the lead in organizing it all, and the band boosters who just do so much prep work.
It's huge.
And it's, if you've never been there, or been a part of it, if you are familiar with South's parking lots or the campus at all, it's completely full. Like there's semis, buses everywhere. And it's just been really exciting to kind of see that. You get to see, we'll have 14 other bands with us, one band from Illinois, and
nice.
It's an amazing experience.
Wow. Yeah, it really, you know, I was there for the first time last year because, don't get angry, but my nephew was in the North. And nephew and niece were in the North marching band. My niece still is. And my nephew, Bruno Orlowski, had the lead in North's performance, which was really cool for us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was playing the piano.
The piano? He was the piano guy? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's Bruno. He's now at Eau Claire, and he's in their marching band. So his career continues. And I want to thank my lovely wife, Melissa. I have some football scores. We'll get to them. Waukesha South lost to Tosa East 42-7, their first Parkland Conference road game. And so they're 0-2 against the Tosa schools. And North lost a nail biter to New Berlin West 43-36, who's one of the better teams in the conference. Really great program over there. So even though they lost, congrats on a great effort. Catholic Memorial crushed West Allis Central 58-0 in the Parkland Conference.
Whoa.
And then Oconomowoc crushed Waukesha West 28-7. So there's your relevant scores. Thanks again to my wife, Melissa, for tuning in, but also sharing those scores. So, but terrific. So the team's really, the Blackshirts are really going to need your support at the games. You know, get them fired up.
We love the try. We love the try. They're a great group. It's fun to watch them. They had, I think last week was our home game. Was that the Thursday night game? That was a Thursday night game.
Yeah, a rare Thursday night game.
It was a good fall game. I mean, it's tough. It's tough out there.
It sure is. And the program's still in development. The youth program's growing nicely, but they're having to rely on a lot of sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really heavy on the underclass side. So there's room for growth, and we wish them well in that effort. And also, you know, congrats to the North Stars of North. They're putting on a great game. I mean, to lose by 7 to New Berlin West, who's one of the juggernauts there, along with Catholic Memorial in the Parkland. Lot to be said there. And I want to take a quick break away from this discussion, some serious business. On Wednesday of this week, on September 11th, Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow, who I had the honor of meeting when I was on the council, and he made an announcement in a video that he has a rare form of cancer and he started chemotherapy treatments. The video does not give a prognosis, but Farrell, who is serving his third term as county executive, plans to keep working. He says he's got a great team of medical professionals on his side and the unwavering support of family, friends, and colleagues. And I think that would also include the Waukesha County community. And, I marched in the 2021 Christmas parade with Mayor Sean Riley and my fellow Alder Beth Moulton, and we were right behind County Executive Farrell and his wife Amy. And Amy and Paul were so kind, lending us Santa hats and a scarf to keep us warm and also have that holiday spirit. And you know, as a note, we were in the very beginning of the parade, so our experience was that alternate reality, kind of like Man in the High Castle. To the parade we all remember that ended tragically. And it's just, you know, it's funny that I was able to have a really fond moment. That whole experience for us was just amazing because it was the first parade since COVID. And so it started out brilliantly with so much holiday greetings back and forth from people in the crowds to us marching in the parade. And then, of course, the tragedy we all know well, especially the Waukesha South Marching Band, since you guys were very profoundly affected. Again, keeping Paul Farrow and his family in our thoughts and prayers during his medical journey. Max, how are we doing on time here? Okay, so we will continue this discussion with my friends from the Waukesha South Marching Band and so much more, and we're going to be acting locally, thinking globally here on This Week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM. Tear it out! Help me.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy. So what is it? Well, financial literacy is not learning how to pick stocks in the stock market. Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget, how to track personal spending, how to manage and get out of debt, and how to reasonably plan for retirement. And get this, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any Badger State resident. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just search online for UW Extension Financial Coach, and you can get to a sign-up form. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats they've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This Week in Waukesha, and it would not be This Week in Waukesha without this little ditty from our favorite son, Les Paul, with and his wife, Mary Ford, with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. And we don't have to wait here in Waukesha. It's another beautiful Saturday morning. We bring the sun with Les Paul and Mary Ford, and I'm sure he's proud to know that this legacy of great music lives on here with the Waukesha South Marching Band and their director, Mike DeBruin, and these very promising seniors, Amalia and Chuck. And want to take, this is where we talk about acting locally, thinking globally. And Max, if you're able to cue the scene from Field of Dreams.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. Baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
You know, I don't think you would be an American if you didn't recognize that voice of James Earl Jones, who passed away this week at the age of 93. Some would certainly remember them, the voice of Darth Vader in the Star Wars movies and so many other great films that he was in. He played Alex Haley in the Roots sequel. And that was just one. I mean, he's had so many like great performances, but quick note or a note on James Earl Jones that maybe not many of us know about is that he overcame a very serious speech defect that actually was because of a high school teacher that encouraged him to read. He was a brilliant writer of poetry, and his teacher encouraged him to read his poetry aloud. And that's where James Earl Jones found the confidence in this iconic voice that we know and love. But again, he'd overcome a disability to do that. To become one of the great entertainers of our time. And I've recently learned that, I guess I've known this for a while, that presidential candidate, former President Donald Trump, he's intimated to others, including his nephew, Fred Trump, the father of a disabled child, as well as even he's made some public allusions that citizens with disabilities, in his mind, are such a drain on the healthcare system that they raise costs, and that there was a suggestion that there should be eliminated, similar to what, you know, Nazi Germany was doing to people with all sorts of disabilities. And imagine if we had disposed of James Earl Jones and so many others who would overcome disabilities, whose contributions to our local communities and our world far outweigh the cost of care. And this segmentation, this weaponizing people of unique backgrounds. It also includes our immigrant communities. And many of us so-called white Americans were once them. We are a nation of immigrants who brought great innovations and a will to make a better life here in America. And so something to think about this election cycle. If you have a chance, listen to Maggie Dawn's show. She's our 2 to 4. She has a great show. And this was from last Thursday, in which she was addressing Donald Trump's authoritarian agenda. And one of her guests was a New York University professor, Ruth Ben-Ghiet, an expert on fascism and this Trump campaign. And a lot of the efforts behind it are very much out of the authoritarian and yes, even the Nazi playbook, and it should be very troubling to all of us and very disturbing. And again, I am fiercely bipartisan, but as a descendant of as a second generation Irish American, a dual citizen of Ireland, I have a really keen knowledge of my history, my people's history, 700 years of oppression and subjugation that included the outlawing of our family's religious faith, and a couple famines, and there one of which killed a million of us and sent a million and a half more of us packing. And that can't happen again. We in spite of all the inefficiencies of our small D democracy, our Republican form of government, small R, that it's like what Jefferson said, the ignorance of the people make better rulers than the avarice of kings, the greed of kings. And I think there's so much more to us than, to call many of us ignorant. That's not fair, but I'm saying there's, when we work together, instead of giving all the power to one person or one family, I think we have a much better society. We have a capitalist society, not an oligarchy like they do in Russia right now. And we also give young people opportunities in so many different directions, including our friends here this morning that have talents in music and the arts and have so much more to contribute. And I look forward to seeing more of their continuing story. So thanks for cueing that in, Max. How are we doing on time, sir? 3 minutes. Fantastic. So returning to the Waukesha South marching band, when's the next South? Will you be performing at the next South home football game?
Yeah. So Southfest is this coming Friday, or I should say next Friday.
Is it the 28th or is it the 20th?
Oh, March Fest is the 28th.
Yes.
Okay, Southfest.
Oh, Southfest.
Which is our
right.
next performance. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Southfest,
our
next performance is Friday. And the Drumline will be doing a little performance during
Southfest?
During the Southfest
Very
part.
Cool, yeah.
And please correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there a soccer game going on too this year?
There could be.
I think there's a soccer game going on, and then we'll go out and do our pregame performance to support the football team coming on. And
Southfest is a lot of fun, especially for the young kids, because there's like bouncy houses and just a whole myriad of fun games. The students are involved in many of the activities there, and it's just a great way to, especially with the weather still being nice in the fall, it's a great way to celebrate fall and South High School. And then it leads right into the football game. So it's, it really is a fun time. And so we'll get to see Amalia and Chuck and your third, do a little drum solo marching right through the Southfest. Is that how it'll be, or will you be kind of stationary in one spot?
I think they're going to be marching through, and then once we're in the stands, we'll be stationary.
Yeah. Sounds great. That's terrific. So, and you two have aspirations of maybe marching band in college. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'm personally definitely hoping to be in a Big Ten marching band when I get to college.
Yeah. Although the Spartan marching band isn't one of your choices, you said, right?
No. So
very
mostly
disappointing.
Twin Cities or Madison right now.
There you go. Hey, great schools. Yeah. So, and I'm very partial to the Big Ten being a Spartan. How about you, Amalia?
Well, I do have a lot going on, and I think it is, if the school happens to have a marching band, I think I will try to be a part of it. However, I think singing will probably be my priority in college.
That sounds great. All right. So we're going to have to get you to do a little song for us here. So, but we're going to continue this conversation with the South Marching Band, plus so much more. Don't forget, I'll be announcing some Oktoberfest happenings going on, and so much more here. And really glad that South Band Director Mike DeBruin and two of his drum majors are here on this beautiful Saturday morning, September 14th, here on This Week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered with dew, and my heart is calling for you, the thrush.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News brief, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris courting lower-income Americans.
Trump again touting his promise to cut taxes on tips, and now overtime. Harris has promised a similar no taxes on tips policy.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. No word yet on whether President Biden will allow Ukraine's President Zelensky to strike inside Russia with U.S.-made weaponry. Here's the BBC's James Waterhouse.
As far as President Zelensky is concerned, this is a continued pattern for Ukraine. It asks the West for a certain level of support. The West says no over fears of a Russian escalation. Ukraine's position worsens in the war, and then the West finally says yes.
Day two of the Boeing strike and ouch.
The strike isn't going to affect commercial air travelers, but it definitely could affect Boeing's bottom line. The company is already about $60 billion in debt, and one analyst estimates a lengthy strike could cost the company another $3
billion. CBS's Carter Evans, CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucky gets Bama. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers play Alabama today in college football. Head coach Luke Fickell said that they feel prepared for everything they will see today.
I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged in ways. But, you know, it's harder when all of a sudden Saturdays come.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. in Madison. The Brewers got a two-run home run from Rhys Hoskins and beat Arizona 2-1 on Friday night. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, moved Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis is expected to be the starter when the Packers take on the Colts on Sunday. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 55.
I carry hope.
I carry hope.
I carry hope because I carry Naloxone, and you can too. Naloxone is an easy-to-use medication that can safely reverse an opioid overdose, and it's available across Wisconsin without a prescription.
So join us and be a source of hope in your community. Find Naloxone near you at doseofrealitywi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, join me as we start the new week barreling towards the presidential election. We'll have a week full of special guests, celebrity hosts, and you. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Just tell me that you want me.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha. And I'm with the Waukesha South Marching Band. So in their honor, I've played this song from like 1980 by Fleetwood Mac and the USC Trojan Marching Band. Have any of you heard this song before?
I definitely have before. It's been a long time.
Have you too?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah, I watched the video too because they're actually at the Coliseum where USC plays, and they're doing the video with the marching band, and it's a lot of fun. Members of the Fleetwood Mac are wearing like the if you're familiar with the they've got those like Trojan hats mm-hmm. with like the brush, you know.
Oh yeah,
and but I thought that's a really cool. You know, it's just, I think it's maybe the first time that a band, you know, like a rock band did a song with a marching band. And it was just, you could see them having fun, kind of crossing genres there. And so, and I just, yeah, I love all those different, you know, combining all those instruments. I'm a big fan of like soul and rock, like Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band. I love the horn section that they bring to that and the other, you know, piano and the percussion and, so yeah, I'm all about that, and wouldn't that be cool if you guys did something like that with a local rock band or like a?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We could definitely set something up.
Yeah, maybe Bunny Blues, you know.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
We did play at a alumni night last year.
Yes.
So I remember that. Outside the gate.
Sure.
And then I ran to the field in my marching band polo to perform. So
nice.
That was pretty fun. Yeah.
That is.
We had a. Mr. Prothro sang along with That Thing You Do when we played it.
Oh, Dandy? Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love that. That's neat. I owe Dan a breakfast, so I'm glad you're... Yeah, we'll have to have him on the show. That'd be a great idea.
Ooh, yeah.
I call him Mr. Speaker. That's my
He's
nickname.
He's got that announcer voice. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He announces the football games, too. Yep. So when I was broadcasting high school football last year, I wanted to be like right next to Dan there because he had all the... Yeah, the rosters and all the data in front of them. And of course they had the nice little spread behind us, you know, that someone always brings in. But it actually worked that because they had us upstairs in the assistant, the visiting team's coaching box, sharing it with their coaches. And because it's after play's done, that Dan's voice, that voice projects, you know, on the speakers, and it really, and it goes into radio there, and it's got to be like deafening to the listeners on the radio. So it's good because even when you're like one floor above, you hear that, you know tackle by, you know.
Yeah.
So, or now introducing the South Marching Band.
I love it.
Under the direction of Mike DeBruin. But yeah, I know Dan's a great guy and he does a great job with the football games. So but yeah, he just gave me a great idea. We got to get him on the show.
There you go.
So yeah, so what's your typical day like at South, being full-time students, musicians, and I know you're in other activities. Go ahead. We'll start with you, Amalia.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. It's kind of bad, but I'm a senior, so got a heavy course load this year.
And college applications and
yeah,
applying for scholarships, I'm sure.
For sure.
So
we get to school pretty early in the morning, and then usually after school I'm involved in tennis right now, so I have tennis practice. And
cool.
Then usually something after that, like marching band practice at night on the football field, or also drama starting up. Our new play just started. So, yeah.
What's the name, new play?
A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a Shakespeare play.
Yeah. Oh, I know Shakespeare. Yeah. I know the Bard. So, oh, that's awesome.
It's a pretty busy time in the fall right now.
Great.
Yeah. I'm actually Chuck. Got a pretty similar schedule, just not tennis, not girls tennis, obviously. but I'm taking on my first release this year. I've never had a release or a study hall before because I focus so much on my classes and I need band and
engineering. So it's kind of like open campus or something?
So for me, it's actually an eAchieve release. So I have virtual classes, kind of. And I have two, but I only have one release. And that's every other day in the beginning. So every other day, I basically get to sleep in or do my work from home.
Wow.
For the first hour, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But then, all my courses, they've been pretty intense, like, in the classroom, but not a lot of homework this year, which has been pretty nice. Granted, it's, like, week two, so you never know.
Oh, yeah. It'll pile up soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's coming.
And then...
hope your teachers aren't listening.
Yeah, right. Give them any ideas.
Yeah.
Marching band. I'm also in the drama department. I do the tech stuff. So sound, lighting, all that.
Wow.
Sort of supervising.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like a full plate.
Yeah.
How about you, Mr. De Bruin?
Let's see.
Your typical day.
Typical day. It's a little different this year because the past 2 years I was also heading to Horning Middle School to assist with the try to assist with all the bands, but mainly sixth grade was the focus.
Okay,
Help them start to learn their instruments. So I'm not doing that this year. I'm full time at South,
but you miss my beloved Banting Park neighborhood, right? When you come to visit.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was just more of a, because of the block schedule change,
right.
It just made more sense to have me full time at South.
Yeah.
Where I'm taking on those new classes I talked about. And the music and film is probably the biggest new, well, that and Avid, but music and film is a new elective for me. I really didn't have.
Oh, that you're teaching?
Yeah, that I'm teaching. I don't
music
have much.
Music and film. So you're looking at.
In film.
Music, that's what I mean. But you're looking at great movies with great soundtracks, great scores. If you
But we're starting from like. Black and white.
Oh yeah,
like silent film.
I love that.
Yeah,
same thing. Are you accepting continuing education students? I would definitely jump on that.
If you want to come on in,
addition
sure.
to your guitar class, yeah. Sure.
My students right now they're working on their silent film project. So
Max, would you not go for that? Music and film like that. You music in film.
I think music in film is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm more of a TV person though.
Well, same thing too. Yeah, like the great, you know, especially now, like in recent years, TV's really come along with like the different music they'll have.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of shows. So, but for movies, yeah, I think that's one of my favorite soundtracks. Is well, two of them actually. They remind me a lot of my dad, and he gave me a great appreciation for a lot of the classical music. Is Somewhere in Time. Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour. It was didn't do that well at box office, but on cable it was huge, and people fell in love with the album. It has Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini, but it's just a beautiful, like, you play the whole soundtrack and watch the movie too. It's great. But the other one was Empire of the Sun, a Steven Spielberg with a young Christian Bale in it, and John Malkovich and Joe, what's his name, Panta. I God, he was on The Sopranos, but. That incredible. It even starts out one of the opening songs is a children's choir.
Okay.
And it's just, have you seen the movie or heard the soundtrack?
No, that sounds very interesting.
You have to
what's
include
it called?
Empire of the Sun.
Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. It probably came out like, I want to say I was in college, so it would have been like 87 or 88.
Okay.
Empire of the Sun. But it's just, yeah. I think I've played some songs from that movie here on the show, like in some of my lead-ins. So, but, yeah. Oh, wow. But are you loving that? I mean, that sounds like fun. Like
it's interesting. I always get a little nervous when I try to do, when I'm trying to teach something new because I've tried to do it the right way, but, I'm hoping the kids are enjoying it. So we'll see.
I
tell them, I'm like, we'll be moving into like more modern day film, like near the end of the semester. And
yeah.
There'll like be
Pulp Fiction or, <you know. laughs>
I gotta keep the clips and such that
well,
show.
Right, that you have to be a little careful about. Yeah, but great music. I mean, yeah, so many great movies out there with great music, and that's, and I, you know, I being the youngest in a big family, I was exposed to a lot of great, like one brother in particular, and he would take us to movies that music was a very big part of it, like American Hot Wax, which was a story of Alan Freed. Did you ever see that one?
I've definitely heard of it.
Watch the movie because it's Chuck Berry. And Jerry Lee Lewis, they play themselves in that movie, and they're probably in their 40s, but they still jam, and it's just so it was a real treat.
Yeah.
It was basically the first year anniversary of rock on radio, and they had a big concert, and it was it was extremely cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. You were talking about James Earl Jones before, like the first movie I saw in theater was Lion King, the 94
that's
version.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
amazing music, and yeah, obviously Mufasa. Legend.
Sure. So, well, neat. So, about 5 minutes, Maxie? Okay, fantastic. So, hey, this gives me a chance to talk about Civic Media's third quarter Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. That will begin on Monday the 16th, starting at 7 a.m. And there's one winner per hour, and it's either $100 cash or gold jewelry. And I believe one of the prizes includes or there's a grand prize winner, and that includes a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd. So Monday Night Football on the night before Christmas Eve against New Orleans. So a lot of great opportunities. So tune into Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, because that way you can take all the great shows, including This Week in Waukesha, with you wherever you go.
And you get to sit indoors for that game, because it is going to be cold on December 23rd.
I mean, that right there is the what you say, putting the cherry on the sundae, because you get to go to a Packers game and people will go no matter how frigid it is. But to be able to sit with indoor seats, that's extremely cool. So pay attention to the go for the green or gold. And this includes you students. I know you're not allowed to have your phones on during school, but
amen.
Maybe in homeroom, you know, you can tune in at 7 and they give you the clue or the word and you got 15 minutes to text it in and then they pick a winner. So really fun. So much fun here going on in Civic Media. And I do encourage you to check out all the great programming. As I mentioned, Maggie Dawn's show from Thursday. And then she had an interesting show yesterday about monopolies. And a guy was fired from Google for writing about how Google is killing America's capitalism or something like that, or killing democracy. But the point he was trying to make was just about the danger of monopolies that aren't being checked. But we have made the government in recent years has made some good progress on that. So check out that. Some really great programming. And then the new Dom Salvia show, which is the 4 to 6 slot every weekday. And that there's some great political discussions there. And Dom's already in mid-season form, as we had expected, having been with Devil's Advocate for so long. And it's really been some great discussions. He had James Santel, who follows me on This Week in Waukesha. He comes in at 9 with Amicus, a law review. And so some lively discussions that help you address disinformation, to be quite honest, and what's going on in the world. And so are either of you two 18 yet?
No, I turn 18 in January.
Okay, so you won't be able to vote. How about you, Amalia?
I'm actually a little young for my grade. I'm only 16 right now.
Fantastic. But okay. 17 All right. In January. So, well, that's it. So they don't have to worry, but we will be talking about making a plan to vote later on in the show, because it is important. And for you young people, too, I encourage you to be engaged and to stay up with current events so you can educate your parents or educate elders around you, because you guys are the future. And even though you don't have a vote, you have a voice, you have influence. And so definitely share that. And education is our most powerful weapon there. So what's going on for today? Any band activities today, or do you get a rare Saturday off?
So, yeah, no, we don't have anything going on for the band today, but we hopefully the members of the band are practicing today at home.
Yeah.
Reading over their sheet music, looking over their drill sheets, all that. But, yeah, next week we're definitely going to hit it hard, practicing our third movement, working on the show, getting it all put together for Southfest on Friday. Going to be a lot of after school, in class time, hoping everyone stays attentive and everything.
Sounds great. The conversation continues with these young seniors from the South Marching Band and with their director, Mike DeBruin, here in This Week in Waukesha, plus the celebration of a local Waukesha business and making that plan to vote, and so much more here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Because the afternoon's already coming on. And I said, who?
Hey, you're listening this week in Waukesha, and the lovely Nora Jones with Sunrise. That's what it's called, right? Yep, Sunrise. One of my favorites from her. And I could listen to it all day, especially on this beautiful Saturday morning where we have a beautiful sunrise. And before we continue with my friends from the Black Shirt Marching Band, I want to appeal to all of you to make a plan to vote. You don't have to go on election day and wait in a long line if you don't have to. And more specifically, there's several different ways. One is you can request an absentee ballot online and mail them on September 19th. Easy to do. And then you can also go in-person absentee voting, which is what I prefer. That begins on Tuesday, October 22nd. And it runs through Friday, November 1st, weekdays only. Hours are 8 to 4:30. And on Friday, November 1st, the last day, they stay open until 5. So make a plan, figure out what's best for you. I like, again, the early absentee voting because there's a couple days a week where I get to work from my home office and I can schedule that accordingly. And you go here to our city hall. The clerk's office is very friendly and very helpful, and they'll get you set up, and you can vote and be counted and help make a difference in this very crucial election coming up. So, and we wanted to clarify one thing about the South Marching Band, about these members of the drum majors. They're not all playing drums. Amalia, fill us in on that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of a misleading title, but drum majors, I am a drum major. I, however, unfortunately, do not play the drums. It's more of like a student conductor, student leader of the band.
Okay.
I don't know why they really call it that, but unfortunately, I do not play the drums. Everyone asks me that. No, I do not. Chuck, however, does. It's an accurate title for him, so that's
yeah.
Nice.
Sure. Chuck, do you have a drumming role model that you would try to emulate in your style?
You know, when we were... not for marching band, just for drumming.
Well, right,
but
yeah.
when we were, my band was recording our last studio, our recorder, he's actually kind of a family friend, but he said that some of the parts I was laying down sounded like Dave Grohl parts, which
nice.
Was like a huge compliment.
Yep, from Nirvana from
Nirvana,
Foo Fighters. Yep,
that
is a really nice compliment.
He's just like obvious big inspiration guy.
So, sure,
yeah,
sure. How about you, Amalia? Because now, Amalia, you sing. Amalia, excuse me. Do you have any role models that you try to emulate or whose styles you just, you know, adore or love?
Yeah, I really am a musical theater person, so I really follow a lot of the shows and just the amazing people that were on, like, original casts. It's just amazing to see them and the work they do and how much work clearly goes into that, because there's not many people that make it into that big of a position, so you just know how hard they've worked, and I really
look
up to that for sure.
Sure. Yeah, I've been following, there's a young artist, I really enjoy her music, it's folk, it's very, has a really, has a political twist to it that I align with or subscribe to. Her name's Ray Zaragoza, and she's taken time out of her own, you know, touring to, she was cast for there was a Peter Pan play that toured the country, I think maybe even internationally, and she was a part of that. I think she was Tinkerbell, and really enjoyed that and got to use her voice in a different way. And I think there might have been another play that she was involved with in recently. So is there a dream like play, like operetta, or like that you would love to be cast in?
I always say my dream would be Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical.
Okay.
Just to take advantage of my
blonde. I love it. My wife will love that if she's listening, because she loved that movie.
It's my favorite. We almost did it this year, but we're actually doing Mean Girls instead, which is super cool still.
That is really cool. Wow. And then since Mean Girl, like the movie, there is a movie out that has that is now an operatic version of the original movie, correct?
Yeah, there's actually three different versions. There's
okay.
The original movie,
sure.
And then they made a Broadway version, which I love. And then
okay.
They also made a movie based on the Broadway versions. Now there's three versions.
Was it like the making of, or just, oh, they took the play and they adapted it to film?
Yeah.
Okay. Fun. So
I love Mean Girls, so it's very exciting for sure.
Sure, sure. So will you be following that same musical score for that, or will you be able to get to develop your own, put in your own, or select your songs that you like?
It'll be similar, but it is like a teen version, because the original Mean Girls has some questionable language and stuff, but we're doing a teen version for the high school, and we do get to pick and choose what parts we do, but for the most part it will be a lot of the same stuff, especially
okay.
similar to the original Broadway version.
Sure,
all
sure.
the songs that they used.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
Wow. That's great. Hey, speaking of exciting, I know one of the themes of the marching band, and Mike, you can speak to this, is that you have kind of a Jackson 5 / Michael Jackson tribute. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. Anyone that knows me knows that. But going into after our last marching season and looking into this one, I kind of wanted to do something that was a little more, I guess, like movement based. So we have like three movements. Whereas like the past years we did more like four songs, which is pretty normal for a band. You have about 8 minutes to perform and you can do it how you want. But I have to credit when I watched Waksha Norse show last year with the piano player, your nephew, right?
Bruno Orlowski. Yeah. Yep.
That kind of gave me like a more of an idea of how to have like a story arc. And so we're trying to take Michael Jackson's catalog, very narrowed down because we can't fit
sure.
everything, but and do an arc of his kind of journey through music yeah. with his own
sure.
With his own music, starting with the Jackson 5 yeah. and going to him solo.
I want to thank you for mentioning Bruno, but also mentioning Waukesha North. Today they're having a big fundraiser there at their school, where if you test drive a Ford for 5 minutes and fill out a survey, a $20 donation is made to the Waukesha North Band. That is going on starting at 9 this morning, I think going to like 12 or 1 today. So be sure to check that out if you believe in supporting great bands like Waukesha North and Tom Battersby. And of yeah. course, we're really glad to have South here on the show this morning. And we look forward to learning more about this in our second hour. Plus, we're going to celebrate a local manufacturer. We're going to have two farmers market reports. The first one will begin the hour. And also a discussion on Waukesha Reeds and former Mayor Larry Nelson, who's championed that, and some upcoming events surrounding that, and so much more here in this great university city. And the Carroll Minute we'll be mentioning too. And so stick around. So much more on this week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app. Bring me back.
The Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.